Maggie Motors tailgate right here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman and joined right now by Ryan Steinkamp. Of course, he is the head football coach with the Kemper Knights. They get ready to take on the Cardinal of Clarinda here in the second round of the high school football playoffs. And coach, as always, appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for having me.
You bet, coach. You and I were chatting here during the commercial break after the Brink's Exterior Preview Show wrapped up, and you told me that when the pods came out on Saturday, you weren't surprised, really. You kind of anticipated Clarinda. What was it that you figured after last week that you would probably see Clarinda as your next opponent coming up when they came out on Saturday morning?
I really just kind of had a hunch. Just kind of looking at, you know, they're second in their district. And just kind of teams around the area, we get a 1-2 seed. And honestly, just kind of had a hunch, you know. Sometimes we're wrong those guesses, sometimes we're right, and just kind of a lucky guess, I guess.
And it's been at least four to, you know, probably about close to 5 to 6 years since the last time you guys seen these guys. So you're familiar with the kids through the other sports, but football's something that you guys haven't played these guys for a while.
Yeah, the kids have it, but a lot of the guys on staff have coached against them too. So we're a little bit familiar with them.
Are they different than what they were style wise from the last time you seen them?
A little bit, but you know, they always have a mentality. They're always big. They're always strong. They're always physical. They don't get too fancy. They line up and they want to run the ball and pound the rock, and they bring on defense too. So yeah, they've always been a solid team.
Let's start with their offense. 445 rushing attempts, just shy of 3,000 yards on the ground. They're running for just under 7 yards per carry and 42 touchdowns on the year. They've got three guys that look like they are the main ball carriers. How do they use those guys, and what's the system and style that they're going to use?
Yeah, you know, they'll go with some old school, you know, single wing, but then they'll also kind of spread you out and put two backs back there, and they'll – The quarterback's capable of running. They're two running backs. You know, the Posey kid's a little more of a dynamic runner, a slasher. But then the Downey kid is just big physical bruiser, which, you know, they have about the same amount of yards. Both, you know, this guy can be kind of ready for a three-headed monster back there.
Coach, you've seen teams now really the last 2 weeks and going into this game that did want to run the football. How much did that prepare you to go up against Southeast Valley's run game and then Cherokee in that opening round?
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, all three teams kind of different styles. I think you get our D-line and linebackers a little more disciplined and reading their keys, and they can really, you know, our front guys can really focus on stopping that run, and the coverage guys can work on, play action and passes and stuff like that.
What are the keys going to be? Let's start with the defensive line. What do they need to be reading and watching for?
It's got to be physical. You know, they can't get too far upfield. You know, these teams, they want to run the ball. You know, getting penetration looks great, but also it kind of sometimes you take yourself out of the play or you block yourself. So I think it's just being disciplined, playing physical with your hands and linebackers. It's reading their keys, and then make sure we're not running ourselves out of the play, and then we're ready to fit blocks, because they're going to bring it physically. We just got to make sure we're fitting them, and then getting lots of hats to the ball.
Secondary, you probably don't want to be peeking into the backfield. They do throw the football some. They've thrown it 83 times, 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Is a lot of it off of the play action?
A decent amount of it is, yeah. I mean, they do a great job setting it up. So definitely work on the guys. You know, don't stress the backfield. Focus on your zones or your man that you're on, and, you know, just make sure to take away, you know, any of those trick plays or play action, stuff like that.
You mentioned that they're big. Do they have a size advantage on you guys up front? And if so, will you guys be able to use your quickness and speed that you've been able to all season?
Yeah. You know, I don't think we've ever been the biggest team. I know even like their backs have some good size and the linebackers. So, it's just us. We just got to be playing downhill physical and play with our hair on fire.
Offensively, you guys able to do both. What's the game plan going into tonight?
You guys establish a run game. You know, they like to bring it on defense. They have good D-line, two good linebackers. But, you know, establish a run game and then passing game. You know, let it just kind of develop. You know, see what's there, see what's open. Move guys around a little bit. Kind of hit the spots that's there and let our playmakers go make plays.
We've talked a little bit about what Kaysen Pierce has done here over the last few weeks of the season. Will Simons has really started to come on, had a monster game, I thought, carrying the football against Southeast Valley there in week number 8. How do you use those two guys specifically against this defense?
You know, that's sometimes, you know, that's how you flip around a little bit between blocking and running. But a lot of times it's just, you know, for them guys, we're just looking to kind of control the line, get 2-3 yards, and then anything after that is just kind of icing on the cake.
What was it with Will that's really kind of helped him come on in that run game here in the last few weeks?
You know, Will's kind of a quiet kid, nice kid, but he runs angry. So sometimes it's like, geez, you know, kind of surprises you a little bit, but he's been doing it consistently. You know, he's a kid that's a senior and just gonna, he's going to give it everything he has.
Coach, the passing game has been terrific this year. Let's start with quarterback Brock Baiting. How have you seen him develop and grow as this year's went on?
That's just kind of confidence, you know, understanding the system, understanding the plays and checks, and just getting – him knows that it's not all on him. He's got to just distribute the ball, hit the guys that are there, you know, trust his own line.
I know we talked a couple of weeks ago, and you guys were really excited about the way he was able to check down and not look for the deep stuff. Is that maybe where he's grown the best, the biggest, and most is so far this year?
I'd say so. I mean, definitely, you know, on certain situations, taking shots is great, but other times, you know, down, I think just understanding down and distance, what we need here to keep the offense on the field, keep this chick, keep the sticks moving, stuff like that. Just kind of, you know, he's just kind of learning, developing the game.
Passing game's been fantastic with just a load of receivers. How does Clarinda match up in their secondary and linebackers, and where can you guys exploit the number of receivers and guys you can put out in the pass patterns?
You know, they kind of bump the guys around a little bit. They run some man, they run some cover one, and they'll drop guys back a little bit too. So just kind of recognizing what they're in. And just, you know, making the adjustments from there.
What's the speed look like for them guys in the secondary? Can they keep up with the athletes that you guys throw out there?
I think so. You know, you never bank on just, you know, we don't have any players that say, hey, we're just going to outrun these guys. No, I mean, they play hard. They have some good athletes out there. You know, Clinton has a good track program, especially the last 2 years too. So, you know, we're prepared for them to run with us and make plays. So we've been working on just, you know, getting off contact and some separation, finding those open spots.
What's the biggest thing that jumped off the film for you about this Cardinal team as you were breaking down their film?
You know, just, you know, they're just consistent, and you know, they know who they are. You know, they want to run the ball, they want to be physical. So I think that, you know, I just think for us, it's, you know, I talk to our guys a lot, like, you know, you're going to see the play, but you have to make sure that you're focused and you're fitting it right. You're bringing, you know, you're coming in there with intent and being physical yourself.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. I look forward to coming down and catching you for the scoreboard show following the game, and we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp again with the Kemper Knights. We'll be back. Doug Wanderger going to join me next for more of the Mackey Motors tailgate right here on Kick 106.7.